Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have Missy Hafner. We're going to be talking about the upcoming Junk Fest and Vintage Flea Market in Carrington. And Missy, welcome to our show.
Hello.
Hi there. Welcome to our show. Thank you for taking some time, Missy, and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Very excited to talk about this event, which has been going on for 15 years now in Carrington. It is the Junk Fest and Vintage Flea Market. And to kind of kick this all off, Missy, would you mind kind of explaining how this whole thing came together and how you guys got to where you are today with it?
Well, you know, some friends and I got together and chatted one day, and, you know, we, at that time, were driving all the way to Minnesota for fun events where people were turning trash into treasure and making things out of unloved, you know, pieces that were thrown away. And we decided we were tired of driving, so we started our own sale right here in the middle of North Dakota. We started our first one in a garage.
Oh my gosh, in a garage. And now you guys are at the Foster County Fairgrounds, right?
Yep, we are at the fairgrounds, and we've since added vendors, and we fill the entire facility.
Holy smokes. So that just goes to show just kind of the following that this has too, Missy, is all this upcycled, and people with lovingly call it junk, but this is all going to be taking place there on Saturday, September 7th, right?
Yep, that's right. Saturday, September 7th, 9 a.m. sharp. We have basically a shotgun start minus the shotgun.
maybe they'll be able to find one there at the flea market part of it, right?
Well, you know, you can find just about anything. Yeah.
You see, and again, we have Missy Hafner joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. And that kind of brings up a great point too, Missy. You say, and this is what you've kind of said with this event when it's come around, to you want to make sure you bring a way to come away with some items, because you may go there thinking, nah, I'm not going to get anything. But people are surprised with what they find, right?
Oh, absolutely. You will find everything from architectural salvage to produce, homemade canned goods, and people will take unloved and unwanted furniture and turn it into something absolutely amazing. Plus, there's all the raw goods for all the DIY do-it-yourselfers out there. So if you show up and you don't bring your trailer, you're probably going to be sorry.
Yeah, you're going to have your arms full, I'm sure. this is coming up, Missy, on Saturday, September 7th, like you said, at the Foster County Fairgrounds. Run us through kind of the layout, because it sounds like you said, a whole ton of vendors, but there's also food and music and a whole lot of other things too, right?
There is. Actually, you can even show up before 9 o'clock, and we will let you get your $5 admission paid, and you can step forward into an area, so you'll be the first one out of the gate into the show, have a first chance at seeing things. There'll be music filling the air from Mooncats, a really fun band, and there's going to be several food vendors with a variety of food. There's also, when you shop and you get your arms full, you don't have to worry about that, because we have a fabulous organization in town called the Backpack Group. They do some great work with the kids at school, and they're doing a fundraiser. They will watch your purchases all day long, and they're located right next to the loading zone. So you make a donation to their group, and they'll take care of your stuff for you, so you can shop arms free.
Oh, wow. That's very cool. So you're just making it even easier for people to get even more stuff than it sounds like.
Yep. We want it to be fun. We want everybody to have a good time, spend the day, bring their friends, and, you know, just have a great time.
Absolutely. Again, Missy Hafner joining us right now, and Let's Talk About It. That Junk Fest and Vintage Flea Market coming up Saturday, September 7th at the Foster County Fairgrounds in Carrington, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You show up early. Early bird gets the worm. You get in first door. You get to see things firsthand. And it only costs $5, Missy. So, I mean, that's a lot of stuff to see and do for just $5.
Sure. It's a day full of fun and entertainment and socializing. So, you know, just plan for the day.
Absolutely. Missy, if anybody has any questions, maybe if they want to squeeze in as a vendor, because it already sounds like it's pretty full, or they have any questions or anything like that, what are some ways they can learn more about Junk Fest or get in touch with you guys?
You know, they can seek us out on Facebook. We're on Facebook. We have junkfestgirls@gmail.com. email account, and they can't get in for this year. We're full to the brim, but they can certainly get on a list for next year if they want to be considered for the show.
There you go. So keep that in mind. Full for this year, so there's going to be a lot to see. But if you're interested, next year will be the time to get in and get in on a list. Missy, anything else with Junk Fest and the Vintage Flea Market coming up that you'd like to mention?
You know, I do want to mention our sponsors. We have some really great sponsors that help us get the word out wide and far. Central Pharmacy, The Garden Gate, Runnings, and the Carrington Chamber and CVB have been so helpful to us. They stand by us. They help us promote, and we just want to give them a shout out.
Very good. Yes, sponsors help make things possible. So thank you to those sponsors. So get out, bring a trailer, bring your family, bring your friends, and get out to Junk Fest and the Vintage Flea Market in Carrington on Saturday, September 7th. Missy, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
You bet. See you next Saturday.